Steve Garrow builds bicycles and he lives life large. He hit the streets of Flagstaff at 16, on his own with just a $20 bill in his pocket. He kept body and soul together as a baker, mason, and a tree trimmer. He worked as a Forest Service hotshot and a bicycle repairman, but still found time to enter 20 mountain bike races a year.
Well, I'd never driven a car, and I still haven't. So I needed to get around, and then bikes just took hold. I started mountain biking in 1985, right when it was kind of really getting going on, and so it was just really fun back then.
Garrow was a charter member of Team Mutant in the 1990s. This group of beer-powered cyclists raced throughout Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and California. Steve says they drew inspiration from naked fire jugglers and witches in hula skirts.
Every country has bikes. Every religion rides bikes. Every color of people rides bikes.
As a mutant, Steve raced hard and broke bicycles like matchsticks. He bent a Bontruger frame. He cracked a Salsa's plate gusset. He used duct tape to splint the seat tube on his Yeti Fro while cycling the length of New Zealand. Perhaps it was inevitable that a repairman who rode bicycles so passionately would one day have to build his own.
There is no way you can be a frame builder without having been a bike mechanic first. Because you just don't know how bikes work. It can be the prettiest bike in the world, but if the derailleur doesn't fit right, what good is that?
Steve has been brazing bike frames from the ground up since 2003.
The hottest flame man can make.
His garage is festooned with tubular steel. The walls are everywhere papered with race entry numbers that were once pinned to his shirt. There are vices and clamps and jigs, all just a little closer to the ground than you'd expect.
And here is the art of the hand-drawn blueprint. This is the person's standover height. This is the crotch. Gives you a point of reference. Basically, I draw the person on this. Their propensity is towards more of a torso or more of an arm. People are different. Decide which of those goes towards the top tube and which measurement is more leaning towards the stem. And so once I put the person into a linear value, then I put the bike inside of it.
The tubes are variously straight or softly curved, a trademark that sets Steve's bikes apart.
The art aspect comes into it then. A lot of this is just metal work. Here, you know, I can just work on the perfect radius. And then it even kind of brings onto a jewelry-esque aspect of it. Bring the beauty into the form and the function. It's flowing, it's smooth, it's beautiful. At the same time, it rides perfect. It's pleasing to the eye.
Other frame makers around the country have noticed and have begun to copy his work.
To surpass the masters to repay the debt. Hopefully I'll have something to leave to the next generation of this.
Steve married in 2000. He and his bride Denise honeymooned on bicycles through South America, living large indeed. But 5 years later, he pedaled downhill and head-on into a truck.
Counted over 40 fractures when I was hurt.
He lay in a coma with a punctured lung, liver and kidneys torn. His spine was broken. When he awoke, his legs didn't work.
They had a sign on my door that said, "Do not help this man out of bed." Because I kept trying to convince everyone that if they just stood me up and put boots on my feet, I would go home. Because, dang it, I needed to get to work because I told people I'd build their bicycles. I got crushed on October 5th and I went back to work on Christmas. I had a leg bag, 3 external drains, and I couldn't lift a hand drill, but I went back to work. I told my wife that was the only part of the original me left.
7 years have passed since the accident.
I've come to peace with not being able to ride. I'm even able to look at my favorite bicycle. I rode that for an entire month with my wife throughout the Andes of Chile and Argentina.
Steve works from his wheelchair, building bicycles that are among the most beautiful and functional in the country. Customers are lined up 11 months deep on his waiting list.
People say, "Do you love building bikes?" And I say, "No, I love my wife, Baja, and tacos." The satisfaction of the job completed is definitely what makes it worth it. Seeing a bike you built 8 years ago and just being like, "That is a really nice bike. I forgot I even made that one." People say, "What's the best bike you ever built?" I always give the same answer, the last one. If you ever made a perfect bike, walk away.
Steve Garrow isn't walking away. With Joe Guida, Frank Mayorga, and Jen Jones, he's part of the fabric of Flagstaff, people who add to our lives, people who make things. I'm Michael Collier for Arizona Public Radio.